that would be hard for me to speak on. I just know for this year, this is our most important game. I can't speak on his past or anything like that. I've only been around him 2 years, and I know his history, but, I mean, I can't speak on that.
Does he talk, like, football, anything beyond game plans with you? Does he talk about the history of the game or anything like that?
Not really. We never really comes up in conversation.
Who's more intense, you or Peyton?
I would say he would be. I mean, you see it. He's a little more hourly, you know, his emotion compared to me. I probably not as much as he is.
Belichick, the last time, Adam, seemed to attack your passing game, maybe not taking anything away from your running game, but, you know, the way he lined it up. Do you anticipate something different from him? His history has been always to have something unique, at least in the Peyton Manning games that he's gone against.
This game will be different. It'll be some of it will look the same, but it's a well-coached group, obviously, with Coach Belichick. Matt Patricia does a great job as the defensive coordinator, and they're going to have something different for us. And some of the stuff that they did last time, they'll just do it better. And that'll probably be their big points of emphasis is, hey, we got to play better, you know, in certain areas, and we have to fix our technique. And it's going to be the same thing for the things that we didn't do as well. We have to do better.
Have you been able to see anything from Josh McDaniels' schemes in your time with him that is helping out the defense a little bit coming into this game?
No, not really. I mean, it's a different deal, you know, since he's left here. I mean, they already kind of had a, you know, they changed a little bit, and then it sounds like they've changed a little more since they've started running the ball more. So I'm probably really no help to them.
Elway described your decision not to interview with teams until after the postseason. Dudley, can you just talk about what went into that?
You know, for me, I just felt like I was all in for what we were doing here. And I just didn't want to stand in front of our players and say one thing and do something else. So I felt like it was the most important thing for what we needed to do for this team.
Can you speak at all to the work you went into as assistants and as players to keep making sure that nothing missed a beat when Coach Fox was out?
It was the whole group, players, coaches, support staff, everybody just did their job. They did not, you know, do anything over the top. I thought Coach Del Rio did a fantastic job of doing both roles. I know that couldn't have been easy, and everybody just made sure that, hey, we were on, you know, our task that we had to do.
What did you learn from Josh McDaniels when the two of you were here together?
Probably the most important thing I learned from him was our emphasis on what the defense was doing. That was something a little different for me as far as the in-depth of what the coverages were, fronts, pressures, and that was probably my first real experience of have to understand what the other side of the ball was doing.
People talk a lot about Bill defensive over the years. You mentioned Matt Patricia too. What are they doing different, maybe, if anything, that you see on film as you watch game after game?
You know, they'll have some different pressures each week. You're going to get something that you hadn't prepared for, which is normal around the league. But when they've made mistakes, they'll make sure they don't make them the second time. And you have to anticipate that. So that's why you have to be on your execution and make sure that you're not making the mistakes. And that's just being as well-coached as they are. This time, they'll have less errors.
Adam, what did John bring to the equation, John Fox, that you missed during his month absence? And have you noticed anything different since his return? More energy, anything like that?
I think his energy level has always been unbelievable. You could tell how excited he was when he did get back. And I think a lot of our guys fed off that, just knowing how much he missed being around this atmosphere. And his energy is always just unbelievable. You know, I wish I had a little more, you know, pep to my deal sometimes. But he really, I mean, his energy level is outstanding.